Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today winging through the sky, searching for Poco's space shell, unaware that it has carried Jimmy Olsen and the little rhymester thousands of miles away. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, Dan McCullough wants to give you a friendly tip.
Say, gang, did you ever notice how a really good breakfast seems to help you start the day feeling swell? Well, that's just what's likely to happen when you treat yourself to a big bowl full of super delicious Kellogg's Pep for breakfast, served up with plenty of milk and your favorite fruit. You know, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes taste so doggone good that you'll probably be right back for a second helping after you finish the first. And that's a good idea, by the way, because Pep, mighty good for you, as well as grand tasting. But that's only half the story. There's an exciting prize right inside every single Pep package. It's a colored cardboard plane model that's mighty easy to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get all together. And every model has a list of valuable pointers about that particular plane printed right on the back. What's more, you don't have to send in a single penny for these nifty models, not even a box top. There's a plane in every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. Trapped by a band of armed men, Jimmy Olsen and Poco, the little jester from the planet Utopia, locked themselves in Poco's space shell. Discovering two cans of a mixture of gasoline and liquid oxygen in a compartment of the space shell, Jimmy poured them into the fuel tank, and the great plastic ball rocketed high into the skies. A short time later, a farmer reported seeing the shell in flight, and Superman streaked to the scene. But meanwhile, whirling through the clouds thousands of miles away, Jimmy and Poco heard the motors falter, then die, and the space shell began plummeting down. As we continue now, far north in the frozen Arctic region, a dark-skinned young Eskimo and his sister are trotting beside a sled drawn by four dogs. Listen.
Mike, you! Mike! Mike, you! Mike! Hey, Mike!
What's that? Mike! What's that? Go not far, Lou!
I know, yes. It is very cold. But soon we will be at igloo. Mike! Mike, son! Mike, you! Mike!
What's that, Lou?
Where?
There to the right. The sun is falling from the sky.
What say you?
There.
Hey, hey! Something falls indeed. Speak out foolishly. It is not the sun. Look, it falls a great snowbank. Mark you. Mark. We must go and hurry and see Nuria.
Better we do not go, Utak.
Hey, we go. We must learn what it is.
Something great and round it was, like the sun.
You speak like child. Were the sun to fall, all the world would be destroyed.
I fear it. A great round thing hurtling from the heavens. Better perhaps we tell the new master.
Those evil ones, we tell nothing. Now cease your woman chatter. We approach the snowbank. Hello! I look! Stop then! Stop! Quick, Nuria. Fetch me the snow knife.
Hey, Utak. But I do not like it.
Snow knife, I say. And something for you to dig with, too.
Here then, Utak. And I have my own knife.
Dig then. Now, it's still here, in the snowbank.
I am afraid.
Afraid? Our father who trusts us to yet save him and our people would hang his head in shame to hear his daughter speak so.
But this is something not natural.
And we shall discover. A dig, I say. It is here. Now, quickly, Nuria. Clear the snow away.
Hey, my father. It's strong. As if we strike glass.
See, it emerges now. Something great and round. Hurry, Nuria.
I hurry. Oh, Tuck, look.
But... here, there's water.
Kabluna. Two Kabluna.
Hey, two white men. In a great glass bowl.
Kubla? What can this mean?
Luana. I do not know.
A young one and a small, fat one.
Hey.
They are dead.
Oh, they must be. Wait. The young one seems to move slightly. Look, Julia. There's a panel which slides here. Such as our... our evil masters have in their ship which flies.
It is bolted within.
The bolt is almost slid full back. I think I can free it with my knife. There. See, it begins to move. So, the panel is free.
What do I do?
Why did you stop, Utah? Open the panel.
No, no. Wait.
But the Kabluna may still be alive.
I just thought. These Kabluna may be the same race as our evil masters. Come to bring us Muriel.
I think not.
How can we tell? Better to take no chances, but to let them freeze here in the snowbank.
That would be a sin, Utah. Besides, the faces of these two Kabluna look not like those of our masters.
Well, that may be true, but...
They know kind, not evil. They may still be alive. Let us try to aid them.
You have a soft heart, my sister.
And so have you.
It has grown hard since the evil ones came. But it is true we cannot leave these Kabluna here to freeze. Fetch you the deerskin crayfish from the sled, Nulia. And the clothes of the Kabluna are too light for this sort of climate.
I will bring the crayfish.
Now.
Take them gently from the strange platform.
Removing the unconscious Jimmy Olsen and Popo from the space shell, the two young Eskimos wrapped them securely in deerskin sleeping bags, then placed them gently on the dog sled and raced with them to their igloo. Through the rest of that day and all through the night, Utak and his sister Nulia tend Jimmy and Poco. The next morning, they both awaken in what to them is a strange new world. The interior of a spirally built snow house, illuminated by two seal oil lamps and containing a small primus stove on which a kettle of tea steams.
Where am I?
Oh, heavens above. Isn't you friend James or only a voice in my addled brain?
Poco, where are you?
Beside you, on this couch of snow. Are we in heaven or down below?
Well, stop talking about heaven. We're not dead.
We're not, you say?
No.
And why are we lying here this way?
I don't know, but I'm going to get up and find out. Oh, gosh. I can't move.
Of course you can. Neither can I. How could
we? Hey, wait. Somebody's coming.
I hear the dogs barking.
Yeah. Now tell me we're in dog heaven.
Hey, Doc. They are speaking.
Hey, you're a good nurse, Nulia.
They don't wear horns. They don't wear wings. Then, James, they look like human things.
How feel you, Kabluna?
Oh, what did you call us? My sister spoke the Eskimo word, meaning white man.
Oh, well, Eskimo? Gee whiz, are you Eskimo?
We are. I am Utah, and my sister is known as Nulia.
I never heard of an Eskimo. Means it perchance a man of snow.
Hey, hey. And who are you?
Oh, I'm Jim Olsen.
My name is Poco, and...
Listen, if you're Eskimos and... Well, this looks like an igloo.
It is indeed our igloo.
So then, sleeping lizards, we must be way up north someplace.
You are beyond even the King William Land, in the region known as the North Pole.
What? The North Pole?
Enough of speech now. You have been injured and asleep a long time. Now you shall have hot tea.
Hot tea? That sounds very good to me.
One moment while I pour it.
Good, Nulia. It will give them strength in case it becomes necessary for them to leave quickly.
They cannot leave for a long time. They were badly shaken up. Here is the tea. Sip it slowly. It is hot.
Thanks very much, Miss Nulia.
And thanks from me for this lovely tea.
Drink it. Should our evil masters discover you here, you will need much strength.
Evil masters? Well, you said that before. What do you mean?
Those devils who came in ships with flies, with many guns, and who took possession of our lands and enslaved our people.
Devils? This sounds bad.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about?
They speak a guttural language.
They speak of their land as the Reich.
The Reich? Why, that's Germany.
Hey, hey. I have heard them call it Germany, too.
Sleeping lizards, you mean the Germans are here?
Oh, what are they doing? I do not know. Devils, we call them. And there is naught we can do. There are but few of us in this land, and we have no communication with the outside world.
Well, haven't you got a radio?
Oh, we had. But our new masters guard that and allow only Oherdluck to speak into it.
Oherdluck is a traitor.
Yes, a traitor Eskimo who fawns upon the right devils. All of Oherdluck's family are spies for the master devils. Nothing which goes on here escapes them.
You mean the Germans know we're here?
No, no. They did not see us bring the Kabluna, Utah.
They see everything. I fear for our new friends. And for us, Nulia.
Oh, gosh. We've got to get out of here in a hurry, then, Utak. We don't want to get you in trouble.
How will you escape, my friend?
Well, there's no gas in the space show. But don't you have dog teams up here?
Our evil masters fly patrols in their planes. It is 1,000 miles to the nearest settlement.
1,000 miles?
Yes, and long before you reach there, you would be discovered by the planes and shot.
And our father, and perhaps others, shot, too.
Oh, this sounds really bad.
Bad and sad. Bad and bad.
But we've got to do something.
Oh, Jack, someone comes.
Go see Nulia. Who do you think it is, Utah?
Luana.
Huh?
I do not know. Our masters are forbidden visiting.
Utah, it's the devils in their sled.
The Germans?
Hey, hey. How many of them, Ulia?
Six, and all with guns. Oh, Utah, they must have learned the Kabluda way.
Gosh. Now what do we do?
I'm afraid we can do nothing. We are helpless.
Pat, Jimmy, Poco, and their two Eskimo friends wait for the arrival of the Germans. We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a timely question.
Say, gang, if you spotted a plane with a star for its insignia, could you tell what country it belonged to? Well, chances are it would be either American or Russian, because both these nations mark their planes with stars. But I'll bet that's no news to you if you've been getting models of Russian and American planes in your packages of Kellogg's Pep. You see, there's a really neat colored cardboard plane model right inside every package of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And among the planes you can get are two Russian models and eight American ones. Besides that, there are four British planes you can get. And gang, there are some mighty exciting planes in this collection. Ones like the big C-69 Army Transport, the British Sunderland Flying Boat, the Russian 118 Fighter Plane, and the British Lancaster Heavy Bomber. Best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for them, not even a box top. There's a plane model inside every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those crisp, golden whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which plane model you find inside. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Unaware of the danger Jimmy Olsen and Poco are in, Superman has arrived at the abandoned farm near Metropolis from which the space shell took off, and is speaking to a farmer named Harry Simmons.
This guy's just like I told the sheriff here. I was driving to town on Round Ridge Road.
Yes, I know. I heard the whole story. You saw the space shell smash out through the roof of this barn. I know all about it, Mr. Simmons.
I thought I was dreaming. Big ball it was. Big glass ball.
Yes, so I heard. Was there anyone in it?
I couldn't say. It was gone so fast, but dang if I ever see anything like it in my life. If I hadn't heard on the radio how contraption like that was lost near here, I'd think I'd seen things.
Yes, I wouldn't blame you. Mr. Simmons, which way would you say the space shell went? Did you see it?
Which way?
Yes. Now think well before you tell me, because this is very important.
I don't have to think. Started toward Centerville.
Centerville. Now, that's straight north of here, isn't it?
Yep, straight north.
You didn't by any chance see it change course, did
you? No, sir. It kept going north, as far as I could see.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Simmons. That's all I wanted to know.
Up, up, and away! Mouth agape, the farmer watches Superman leap high into the heavens and then streak north, his red cape streaming. In a moment, he is lost to view. Will the Man of Steel be able to find Jimmy and Poco? And what is in store for our friends in their strange predicament at the North Pole? Fellows and girls, don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode in our story of the space shell. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.